We're just going to hopefully get a quick, immediate reaction. Jamie, you've made it from the helicopter.
Yeah.
What was it like? Because I gather from Tom that the likelihood is we might be going up there.
Well, he's a massive fibber. He said, oh, it's terrifying without the doors on.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, no, it was great. It was great.
Is this the same person who's kind of briefed you on all the things that I was going to say to you on a shameless basis, from screens collapsing through to it was my idea and so on? Is this the same person?
It might possibly be.
Tom Piercy, honestly. There are timers, why I order.
Well, I found it a little bit scary up there, but it was great to get up there and see the image. I'm really pleased with it.
So, Jamie, what do you think? Now you've seen it from on high, the literal buzz, the view that your father will have, of course.
Yes. Well, no, Tom's done a fantastic job. Really, really great. It's a very accurate representation of Thunderbird 2. So, well done, sir.
It has to be said that Tom's drawings and designs from the Tardis, the Dalek, all the sort of things, I mean, they are phenomenal. It's the way you keep busy in the winter nights, isn't it, Tom?
Absolutely, yeah. Idle hands are the devil's workshop, Alex.
Brilliant. Well, the House of Confusion awaits. Jamie, you've given us the all clear. I gather, Tom, that from your man David, that we might get a little helicopter trip ourselves, so that's always exciting.
And yeah, I think you're up next, aren't you, Alex?
Oh, my word. And we'll catch up with you, Jamie, in the anti-gravity room.
Yes, indeed. Good luck in the chopper.
So we've just had the pilot of this helicopter, so we feel a bit more comfortable with the doors on. So give me your name.
No, I'm not the pilot. I train the pilot.
Very good. Well, that's fantastic.
The
okay.
Pilot is Oliver.
So hello, Oliver.
Hiya.
We're in safe hands, I gather.
You are.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not for me, of course. You appreciate that. It's for our two wonderful, glamorous sort of fine folk here. Right. So just talk through what we're going to see today, apart from the maze in the helicopter.
50 miles visibility, Ollie. Don't forget to mention.
Yeah. Yeah. 50 miles visibility. It's a nice day. Yeah, a few clouds, but yeah, nice and sunny.
Okay, right. Eva, questions?
What's it going to look like, really? Because I've never been on one.
Yeah, see, helicopter newbies.
Helicopter newbies. You'll enjoy the trip. You'll enjoy the trip, yeah.
Okay, then. Right, well, our other colleague is, of course...
I'm Victoria Press from the Yacht Press.
There we are. Victoria, are you a helicopter regular? Are you Yacht Press regularly hire?
I wouldn't say regular. I have been in a couple of military helicopters in the past, but not one as little as this.
Okay, then. So we'll step into the unknown together, then, basically. You can be an honorary Southside Broadcasting deputised Siren FM mid-week drivette as well. Part there. Many thanks, brilliant stuff.
Yes, thanks.
Yes. Well, there we are, the helicopter thing has actually gone through. Eva, what did you make of that one?
It was amazing. Oh, what a space experience, it's very good.
And as we say, we can confirm the maze is genuinely cut as Thunderbird 2. That I would recommend to anybody, a genuine delight. You must be very proud of your team.
Oh, very much so. I train all my own pilots as well. We are a very close-knit team.
So in terms of folk who actually wish to sort of say, well, they might be wanting to have that extra special added attraction for their wedding, their funeral, their social event, etc., their party, sorority, etc., how can people get in touch with you?
Well, we have the website, Heelds Aviation. If you just actually put Heelds into a search engine, I'll come up first anyhow. It's Heelds.
Brilliant. A genuine delight. Probably the highlight of the day, Eva.
I think it's highlight of my year.
There we are.
Very thanks, nice sir. To hear that.
We'll just take a little bit of time out now as we sort of begin to conclude our coverage of the sensational first press day of the Thunderbirds event at the York Maze. And we're delighted to speak now to...
Ben Reed from Cascade Creative and Kipper.
Matthews.
Matthews.
Freelance photographer based in York.
Genuinely doing collaborative journalism, which is fantastic. I mean, I've been watching you guys obviously use technology to get your genius compositions out to the world. Just share with the listener what you've been doing over the last few minutes.
Well, we use the Adobe Cloud to log into Photoshop and also then to send our photographs. So they'll be uploaded into the Adobe Cloud and a link to that will be sent to journalists.
And that's presumably made freely available with people download. Obviously, you get credit for the pictures and images.
Yes, credit, it would be nice. Often it never happens.
Outrageous. We should start work on that immediately.
Just the way it goes. But yes, the pictures are free to use because our stuff is for publicity. So the way we get paid is by doing the job for Tom, who's the owner of the maze, and rather than on usage. So actually, the press get what they need, and we get what we need, and it's all a big collaboration. So there's two photographers here, myself and Kipper. We're just making sure that we've got all of the bases covered and nothing gets missed.
Kipper, I'm going to actually come around to your good self, actually, because otherwise we'll be sounding as though you're in a completely different part of the world here. So let's move, talk and walk at the same time. I suspect that, you know, from your own point of view, lots of photo opportunities here this morning.
They are indeed, and with so many media or members of Her Majesty's Press here, we're always looking to try and find something a little bit different, because like Ben maybe mentioned there, there will be hundreds of pictures of the maze itself, which you can't change, because that is pretty much set in stone, for want of a better expression.
Or maze, at least.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Deeply entrenched, and but the rest of it, yes, we're trying to find something a little bit different, so that hopefully the picture editors will sort of capture the picture editors' eye.
And it's one of those sort of areas where, when you're looking at this, I mean, it's a feel good story. It's something which is obviously promoting tourism in York. It's very much pushing the best of that. I mean, it's really a joy to cover. It must be days like this which make the whole job worthwhile.
It is days like this when you think, actually, this is probably the best job in the world. Say we're out in the sunshine, we've been for a free trip in a helicopter, we are now sitting here having a coffee and a bacon sandwich while he's doing a little bit of work. And I don't think as many people can say that they enjoy that just as much as we do.
Obviously, the vegetarian equivalents, if required, if people are listening to this and have a vegan message, just a thought that, from your own point of view, you travelled up from London, of course, a few years ago to become part of the York Maze team.
Yes, well, I travelled up from London to have a sort of better lifestyle for our family and kids and get out of the smoke. So doing a press call like this, as opposed to the scrum, which if this was in London, for example, you would have the likes of...
You'd have the BBC clipboards, you'd have a bank of those, you'd have various other sort of people elbowing folks there. It'd be a nightmare.
It would be a bun fight, and you'd have perhaps trying to, you know, who are on commission for, you know, different agencies, and they would...
Jamie Anderson doesn't do upskirt shots. He's not going to do that, bottom line.
But you will get, I mean, like, for example, you'd have Dave Bennett from The Sun, who would be elbowing everyone out of the way just to get the shot that he wants. It'd be awful, whereas up here, it's a lot more... We still have to produce the goods, but it's not as cutthroat. And like, we are working together. We both know that as a team, we're probably better than being individuals and fighting each other. Because there's no point to do it.
And the message is actually that there is another way, as a former bank used to say, and it actually does work. Kipper, would you confirm that?
Indeed, that's very true. Yes, I think you've got 30 kind of individuals fighting over the same crumbs, as opposed to the two of us working together. I think we have a better fighting chance.
So everybody's happy. Eva, it's your first ever location report with us, apart from your time as a SO ambassador with the Skegness Festival and so on. Questions for these fine folk?
About the helicopter or about...
Anything, really. I think they're amenable to talk about anything.
What did you think of the helicopter, really?
Helicopter rides are always fun. They're incredibly dangerous. When you do your safety briefing, when you go into a helicopter as a journalist, you can't have anything that's loose because it could fly out of the doors. Because we're flying open door helicopter, we've only got a 1960 seatbelt holding us in, and yet we've got £3,500 worth of equipment in one hand and another £3,500 equipment in another hand. If either of those fell out of the helicopter or a microphone shield went off with the video camera and ended up in the rotor blades, we'd all die.
Something I didn't want to let you know about, Eva, because I realised you frightened the mascot.
Well, it's the experience.
It's an experience indeed if you enjoy it. It doesn't worry me in the slightest. They say it's a fantastic chance to get up there and see the Vale of York in such a glorious... But I've got to be honest, I was in the front and one of my colleagues in the back behind me. I don't think he actually saw the maze. I think he had his eyes shut all the way through the whole thing, and we had to come down early because he was feeling a little queasy.
No names, obviously, but I must admit, it was quite interesting from my own perspective. Looking at the whole thing, I was so used to sort of helicopters and the sort of shots of the Vietnam War, various other things. It's nice to be not shot at, really. It's always good.
Yeah, it is quite good. Ironically, my uncle was a gunship operator in the Vietnam War. However, the pilot from last year was a bit more gung-ho than the lad this year. So I said to him, can we do something a little bit different? He goes, yeah, like flying really low and then pop up over the trees. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. It was awesome, but the footage was completely useless, but it felt great.
And that's just part of the fun that we've been having today. Listen, guys, shameless plug for your organisations and websites where people can access the work. Kipper, we'll come to you first.
KipperMatthews.co.uk.
And?
Cascade-creative.com.
The time has come at the end of our experience at the York Maze Press Day for the Thunderbirds package to say once again, Tom Piercy, you've pulled out another astounding event.
Oh, thank you very much, Alex. Thank you very much.
And I'm also sort of looking at the excitement that was the Scarecrow Terminator.
It's not the Scarecrow Terminator. It's the Crowbot 5000, Alex. It's the future of crow scaring at York Maze.
Crowbot 5000. And does that appear during the York Maze event at all?
It's actually the star of our new stage show, Professor Pete Piercy's Crowbot Show.
Just when I think you can go no further, you turn that level up to 11 out of a sort of 10 aspect. It's truly amazing. Let's turn to our assistant and midweek driver today. That's Eva. Eva, thoughts for Tom? Have you enjoyed the day?
Oh, I've really enjoyed the day. I think the helicopter was the highlight. But no, I'm looking forward to the maze in the summer. It should be good.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you both here.
And, of course, that catchphrase which you used so well with Jamie Anderson, of course, which I feel actually has to crown this whole sort of thing, is...
Of course, it's Thunderbirds are grown.